Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Author Christopher Cefelli pens a spellbinding novel, Darkwind Chronicles, the first act, that keeps readers on the edge of mystery, secrets, intrigue, and suspense. One review calling Darkwind Chronicles a genuine masterpiece, a spellbinding tale of princes, royalty, supernatural creatures, power-grabbing, mystery, intrigue, and adventure that will surely divide fantasy fans everywhere. Darkwind Chronicles is a startling adventure of two amazing characters figuring together before their world will come crashing to an end. A journey of self-discovery and repentance to stop an ancient evil to ruin the world. A journey that will take them across the earth, making new friends along the way and recruiting new allies and former foes of different races. A confessed video game player who loved to spin stories out of his daily observations, Christopher Michael Cefelli is a Philadelphia-born and raised author. He graduated in 2006 from Edwin Bach Vocational High School. His hobbies are video games and writing stories. Christopher Cefelli, author of Gripping Adventures, a fiction novel, Darkwind Chronicles, the first act, is our guest on This Week in America. Christopher, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
Really looking forward to this in this world that you have created called a genuine masterpiece. Let's talk about this. Where did this idea from Darkwind Chronicles come from? There are so many moving parts to this, and we'll talk about that. But where did this whole idea come from for the book?
It's basically a culmination of years of planning and forethought.
Yeah, and you can tell that really a lot of thought went into putting this story together. When did you first think, okay, now I'm going to write this book? I know this idea has been, you've been kicking this around for a long time. When was it when you first decided, I've got a story here, I'm going to sit down and write a book?
Well, I first started when I first started in high school when I was playing some games, and I was creating characters for the characters weren't really coherent yet. They were just their own individual individual characters. They haven't really related to each other, but as time went on, I began connecting them together, and like, this would be a good idea for a story.
Well, and it really is. The end result is Darkwind Chronicles, the first act by Christopher Michael Cefelli, that's C-I-F-E-L-L-I. His website, very simple, darkwind-chronicles.com. You'll find the book the usual places. I'll send you to the publisher, urlinkpublishing.com. All of that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about the characters in the book. I mentioned that you had two amazing characters. Who are the two amazing characters that lead this story?
The first one, centerpiece of the game, is called Manitin Darkwind. He's a draconian prince who is trying to repent for something that happened during his past, and he's on a trial to reconciliate that and to better himself.
And the other character, talk about her as well.
A Delphine Lightwind. She is an enigma of sorts who Manitin discovered in his youth, and who's trying to find out about herself and her place in the world.
And you take these two on this remarkable story, and there's so many different elements to the story, Darkwind Chronicles. When you started the book, did you have these characters developed, or did they just sort of, once you started writing the book, they sort of took off in their own direction?
They took off in their own direction.
What was that like for you writing this story? I mean, there's so many twists and turns and so many elements. How long did it take you to write Darkwind Chronicles?
It's before the first time I penned it down, it was on 2011.
Oh, so this has been a while coming to get this story. How, when you worked on this, was this something you spent some time every day writing, or from time to time? How did you go about writing the story?
It was off and on. I went through a lot of alternate versions. This, what you're looking at, is not the initial version.
Interesting.
The initial version of it.
went back and made some changes. The book is Darkwind Chronicles, the first act by Christopher Michael Cifelli, C-I-F-E-L-L-I, his website, darkwind-chronicles.com. When you started the book, it's always interesting. Did you have like an outline? Did you have like a big storyboard up there with everything? Or did you just sort of take this initial idea you had a number of years ago and start and see where the story took you? Sounds like you sort of, it's sort of the story evolved as you were writing it. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's pretty much the gist of it.
Well, that, yeah. So it sounds like you enjoyed writing it as much as everybody enjoys reading it, because you were developing the story, as you went, and you do such a nice job of bringing in all of these different plots, all these different layers. Talk about doing that. When you write a story like this, is this something that you feel you would, if you like it, other people will like it? How did you go about that? Because you really captured how to keep our attention during the story.
That's a good question.
Well, it sounds like you just did it. You're not quite real sure how. It's just, it's a natural talent you have for writing this. Does that sound about right?
I guess so.
Yeah, and the end result is this book that's getting excellent reviews, Darkwind Chronicles, the first act by Christopher Michael Cifelli. What do you hope people take away from reading Darkwind Chronicles? What kind of response are you getting? What is it they enjoy about Darkwind Chronicles?
I just hope they have a good time reading the story.
And they will. There's so many levels here. It's one of those books, when you're writing it, it's hard to put it down. You want to keep going to the next chapter to see what's going to happen. When you were writing it, was that the case as well? Was it difficult to stop writing the story? I think when these characters come to life, when the story is really rolling, it'd be difficult to stop the story. Was it difficult to stop writing from time to time?
Sometimes, yes. Other times, like, I had to put it down and take a break every once in a while. It's an arduous task for me.
Well, and it's very intense too, isn't it? I mean, you've got some real heavy things going on here. What are some of the themes in the book, would you say, that you were bringing in? I mentioned some of them in the beginning, the mystery and supernatural creatures. What are some of the themes in the book?
The themes of the book, I would say, but one, repentance, Magnetin going on doing his thing, and self-discovery for Delphine. They got the other races that have been, I would say, for lack of a better word, being hunted down, and they're trying to find out what's causing this that to happen, as well as a conspiracy that's trying to stop them from achieving their goal.
And that all unfolds in Christopher's book, Darkwind Chronicles, the first act. The book is available by, the Amazon, the usual places. You are linkpublishing.com, a great place, the publisher, and you'll be able to order a copy of the book there. Information on the book, and you can order as well by going to Christopher's website, which is darkwind-chronicles.com. And, of course, all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Giving the title, I keep saying, Darkwind Chronicles, the first act. Are you working on follow-up books for the follow-up acts for this story?
Yes, I am. One's almost done, and another one's right around the corner.
You know, that's a nice thing with this story, because you can actually continue the story. When you were writing this book, did you know what was the first act, or did you get into it and realize, boy, I'm onto something here. I've got a long story. I'm gonna have a couple of these.
That's just something that happens. When you write something, it ends up being bigger than what it is. It just happens.
Well, you know, I love that you go into this and you sort of, your mind is open and you take it where the story that you've created, the world that you've created takes you. And that's what Christopher has done with Darkwind Chronicles, the first act, again, available wherever books are sold. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about this fascination with video games. Talk about that and how that relates to storytelling and writing a book like Darkwind Chronicles. What is it about the video games that captured your attention that make a good story?
Well, I play a lot of video games that had a fantasy element in it, and that's really sparked the mental juices in my, the creative juices in my head.
How long have you been interested in video games and then in writing? I mean, you've got both. You've got the video games and you have writing. Does that go back as far as you can remember as a child?
Video games went back as far as I was a toddler, actually. Probably even younger than that. But my first inkling of writing, though, didn't really spark until high school.
And why do you think that? Did you read a lot in high school? Were there fantasy books that you read, any that you admired as you were reading? Or did it just sort of, you did the video games and you wanted to tell stories based on your observations?
We weren't read that many fantasy books in high school. That wasn't some part of curriculum at the time.
Well, yeah, and that's a shame, but you were able to learn from that and get inspiration. Are there fantasy books now that you read, anybody that influences you, that you really enjoy the stories they're telling?
I'm trying to keep myself from reading stuff so I can go look at this and open my own, be my own perspective.
Well, that's a really good idea, because so often somebody's influenced by somebody and you think, okay, after a while they're going to start trying to write the same way, tell the same stories, and you've got your own stories here. How difficult was it to do the second act, which you said you've got pretty well wrapped up and working on the third? How difficult has it been to carry on with these characters?
Well, it wasn't hard to carry on. The problem was just how to string it all together into one coherent story and how it makes sense for the characters to act in that scenario.
That, yes. What kind of response are you getting from family and friends when they're reading your books? I mean, I'm reading the one review, A Genuine Masterpiece, Spellbinding Tale of Princes, Royalty, Supernatural Creatures, Power Grabbing, Mystery, Intrigue, and Adventure. That's pretty good stuff. What kind of reaction are you getting from the people you know with the book?
A lot of intrigue and a lot of congratulations.
Well, that, yes, for a job well done, especially with reviews like that. And what's it been like for you? The process of writing, of creating Darkwind Chronicles, the characters that you talked about, writing, seeing the book published, holding the published book for the first time, and being able to talk about it. I mean, you're a successful published author. What's this journey been like for you?
Oh, it's been an interesting one, to say the least. I never thought I can get this far.
Well, and you're here, and you've got everybody that's really rooting for you and really likes the work. When you decided to publish the book, talk about that. Just from the challenges of publishing the book, it's a whole different set of skills, isn't it, than writing? You have, it's the business aspect now of getting the book published. How has that been for you?
Oh yeah, that's been real tough. The problem is I can't really travel anywhere, especially now with the whole what's going on in the world. So yeah, but all I can do is hope for the best.
Well, yeah, and keep writing and keep getting the books out there. And again, this book, Darkwind Chronicles, The First Act by Christopher Michael Cifelli. If you're Googling, that's Cifelli. Book available at his website, darkwind-chronicles.com. You can order directly from his website. The publisher, urlinkpublishing.com. And of course, you'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. All these links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What are your goals as an author? It's obvious you've got the ideas, you're enjoying what you're doing. Do you see yourself doing this for are you having a good time being a writer?
I am having a good time, though. It's for my goals, though, just hopes it becomes something greater. I can evolve. It could be a part of something even greater.
Well, yeah, you see this in what you've created there in all of the different elements. I mean, you could see this being a movie. You could see this be a television series. Has there been any talk, and you write in such a visual way, we can see it as we're reading the story. Has there been any talk about maybe doing something video-wise with the story?
There has been, but the way of Hollywood and the entertainment industry have been recently, I'm not confident.
Yeah, you're not quite sure, and it's everything is changing so dramatically out there in terms of videos. Some possibilities of hopefully with, you know, streaming, maybe something like that, because this is a great story that that you could be telling on screen. It's The Dark Wind Chronicles, the first act by Christopher Michael Cifelli, C-I-F-E-L-L-I. A couple minutes left in the program. We're talking about Christopher and the work that's going into this now. Talk about what you're doing currently. Still playing video games and still getting ideas?
Yeah, I'm still playing video games. Oh, that's never going to end. It's never going to stop.
It's sort of like a lifelong thing for you, isn't it? It's what brings you enjoyment with that? Is it you know, the competition? Is it the imagination that goes into it? What is it about video games that really captured your attention?
It's entertainment. It's another form of entertainment that I really enjoy. And it's more of an interactive entertainment, too.
Yes. So rather than just sit there passively in front of the television, you were a participant in the storytelling, aren't you?
Yep.
And you've done that so well. That's just amazing. The first book doing so well, receiving rave reviews. Dark Wind Chronicles, the first act by Christopher Michael Cifelli. That's C-I-F-E-L-L-I. Christopher, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Love what you've done with the book. Excited to hear that the second act is just about ready, working on the third act, and hopefully we can talk about those as well. Thank you for being with us on the program and sharing sort of the behind-the-scenes story of the world that you've created that you're enjoying as much as we are. So thank you for creating the Dark Wind Chronicles, and thank you for being on the program today to talk about the book.
Sure, and thank you for having me.
It has been a pleasure. Christopher Michael Cifelli, that's C-I-F-E-L-L-I. The book is Dark Wind Chronicles, the first act. You'll find it at urlinkpublishing.com, the publisher, other places where books are sold, and at Christopher's website, darkwind-chronicles.com. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.